I want to send you all to paradise, said St. Francis when he obtained the grace of the indulgence for the Portiuncula. Portiuncula, St. Mary of the Angels, is the mother church of the Franciscan order. It's the place where St. Francis founded the order on the Umbrian plain down below the city of Assisi. He rebuilt three churches, San Damiano and St. Peter's, which were both within the walls of the city, and then a little broken down church down below the mountain, which belonged to the Benedictines. And there he began to live and to pray. And Thomas of Celano tells us that he loved this place more than anywhere on earth because it was most dear to the Blessed Virgin and because it was visited by angels. And later in his life, he chose to found the order there and then ultimately came back there to die. He died at St. Mary's, and his body was eventually brought to the city, but that's where he chose, by his own design, to pass from this world to the Father. And towards the end of his life, he was inspired to ask the Pope for an indulgence to be attached to this church. And it was an extraordinary request because at the time, plenary indulgences were attached to great works like a pilgrimage to the Holy Land or the pilgrim way to St. James of Compostela. And what he was asking was that anybody at any point, any time, walked into the church and prayed that they would receive a plenary indulgence. And the Pope was advised against this because it would take away from the other more difficult works that were required to obtain plenary indulgences. So what the Pope did is he restricted the indulgence to once a year, one day a year, on the feast of the dedication of this little church, August 2nd. Today you go to Assisi and you can obtain the indulgence every day. Today you can receive it here in this church or in a parish church or in any Franciscan church. Just pray the Our Father and the Creed for the intentions of the Holy Father and any other prayer, and with complete detachment from sin, one would receive a plenary indulgence. The deeper significance of this feast day, though, is what's described by St. Francis's early biographers, like St. Bonaventure, who said that St. Francis prayed in this little church of Our Lady to her who had conceived the Word full of grace and truth, that he might obtain her advocacy, that she might become his advocate. And then through her merits, through her intercession, he obtained from her the grace to conceive and give birth to the spirit of gospel truth. So in this little church of St. Mary, he meditated upon the mysteries of our faith, and through the intercession of Our Lady, who had conceived and given birth to the Word incarnate, he conceived and gave birth to the spirit of the gospel through her intercession. And St. Maximilian Kolbe, reflecting upon the power and fact of Our Lady's intercession, realized that this particular grace received from St. Francis was something significant for the whole order. In St. Maximilian's view, the vocation of St. Francis to live the gospel was a grace that had been obtained through the intercession of Our Lady. According to St. Bonaventure, it was very clear that this was the case. Thomas of Celano, which is St. Francis's first biographer, said that it was not without knowledge of the scriptures that this little church was named Our Lady of the Angels, was named the Portiuncula, which means little portion, because this was the place that those who had chosen to have nothing of this world would live under the patronage of Our Lady. So for St. Maximilian, after the dogma of the Immaculate Conception was proclaimed in 1854, there was another singular grace given to the order to promote and incorporate this dogma into the life of the church, into the life of the faithful, through the spirituality of total consecration to Our Lady. So for him, the whole Marian movement, modern Marian movement, especially as it pertained to the work of the Franciscan order, was not something that just came out of nowhere, but it was directly related to the vocation of St. Francis in the first place and the very purpose of the order. And hence, our particular family of the Franciscan order, Franciscans of the Immaculate, have a great grace to realize these truths and to put them into practice. So St. Francis wished to send everyone to paradise, and he realized in the 13th century that this was great power of Our Lady, her intercession to obtain for us the mercy of God and His grace. So we turn to her with great confidence today and ask her that we might come closer to her, know her better, love her more, and obtain from her the grace of God's mercy and the grace to live and to proclaim the gospel full of grace and of truth. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Oh, miserable, oh, 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 oh.